Building a strong NIW case. Evidence beyond recommendation letters. A job application analogy. 1. Introduction. The National Interest Waiver, NIW, is a powerful immigration option for individuals with advanced degrees or exceptional abilities seeking permanent residency in the United States. Unlike other employment-based immigration processes, NIW allows applicants to bypass the typical requirements of a job offer and labor certification, PERM, by demonstrating that their work serves the national interest of the U.S. Successfully navigating the NIW process requires more than just meeting the minimum qualifications. It's a strategic endeavor that involves presenting compelling evidence of your expertise and the significant benefits your work will bring to the nation. To simplify and clarify this process, let's draw a parallel with a familiar concept: applying for a job. Much like crafting a successful job application, building a strong NIW petition involves assembling a cohesive package of documents and evidence. Each element, your credentials, recommendation letters, and petition letter, plays a critical role in convincing USCIS, United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, that you are a candidate worthy of this waiver. However, relying solely on recommendation letters is akin to submitting a job application with glowing references but no supporting proof of skills, achievements, or suitability for the role. In this article, we explore why recommendation letters alone are insufficient and outline how to strengthen your NIW petition with robust, verifiable evidence. Thesis statement. Recommendation letters are valuable but insufficient for a successful NIW petition. Applicants must present a comprehensive case that includes a variety of evidence to demonstrate their qualifications and the merit of their proposed endeavor. 2. The job application analogy. When preparing a National Interest Waiver, NIW petition, it can be helpful to think of the process as analogous to applying for a highly competitive job. Both processes require careful planning, strong documentation, and a strategic presentation of your qualifications. Let's break down the parallels to better understand the components of a compelling NIW application. Similarities between job applications and NIW petitions. Resume equals credentials. Just as a resume outlines a job applicant's education, experience, and accomplishments, your credentials in an NIW petition demonstrate your qualifications. These include advanced degrees, awards, patents, publications, and professional achievements that establish your expertise in your field. Cover letter equals NIW petition letter. In a job application, a cover letter explains why you are the best fit for the role and how your skills align with the company's goals. Similarly, an NIW petition letter outlines how your work aligns with U.S. national interests, emphasizing your unique contributions and the benefits your endeavor will bring to the country. References equals recommendation letters. Job applicants often provide references to vouch for their skills and impact. In NIW petitions, recommendation letters from credible experts in your field serve this purpose, highlighting your extraordinary abilities and the importance of your work. Interview equals evidence. The job application process typically includes an interview, where hiring managers can probe further into your qualifications and validate your claims. Unfortunately, USCIS does not conduct interviews for NIW petitions, which means the evidence you submit must stand alone as your interview. Every claim in your application must be substantiated with clear, verifiable documentation. Key differences. No opportunity for follow-up. Unlike hiring managers, who can ask questions or verify claims during an interview, USCIS officers rely solely on the materials you submit. This means your evidence must be comprehensive, leaving no room for doubt or ambiguity. Higher standard of proof. A hiring manager might take a candidate's references at face value, but USCIS requires hard evidence. Recommendation letters, while useful, are not sufficient without additional supporting documents like performance evaluations, patents, or independent media coverage. By understanding these similarities and differences, applicants can approach their NIW petition with a mindset of crafting a thorough, persuasive application. Just as job seekers tailor their materials to appeal to a specific employer, NIW applicants must carefully align their evidence with USCIS standards and the national interest. 3. Limitations of recommendation letters. Recommendation letters are an essential part of a national interest waiver, NIW petition, offering endorsements from respected figures in your field. However, they have notable limitations that make them insufficient as standalone evidence. Let's examine these shortcomings and why USCIS requires more concrete proof to grant NIW approval. Hearsay nature. Recommendation letters often contain unverified, out-of-court statements, making them akin to hearsay. While they may assert your qualifications or contributions, these claims are not directly corroborated, leaving USCIS with only second-hand accounts of your achievements. Potential bias. Authors of recommendation letters, especially those with personal or professional connections to the applicant, may unintentionally exaggerate. Their endorsements, while well-meaning, may lack the impartiality USCIS seeks when evaluating extraordinary abilities and contributions. Speculation about the future. Many recommendation letters focus on predicting the applicant's future success or potential contributions. Without supporting evidence, such forward-looking statements may be deemed speculative and carry less weight in USCIS's decision-making process. Lack of verification mechanism. Unlike an interview process, USCIS cannot cross-examine or follow up with the authors of recommendation letters to verify claims. This means that unsupported statements, no matter how compelling, may fail to meet the evidentiary standards required for NIW approval. While recommendation letters remain valuable in establishing context and providing expert opinions, they must be supplemented with objective, verifiable evidence to build a strong case. For strengthening your petition, evidence beyond recommendation letters. To address the limitations of recommendation letters, NIW applicants must focus on presenting a variety of concrete evidence that demonstrates their qualifications and the merit of their proposed endeavor. By incorporating diverse forms of documentation, you create a comprehensive and compelling petition. Leveraging hearsay exceptions. Business records exception. Provide internal reports, performance evaluations, or feasibility studies that document your impact and contributions. These materials serve as objective evidence that complements the endorsements in your recommendation letters. Public records exception. Include government reports, regulatory approvals, or agency data that validate the significance of your work. Publicly available records add credibility and provide independent verification of your achievements. Market or commercial publications. Reference industry reports, trade publications, or market analysis that highlight your influence on your field. These sources serve as third-party validation, demonstrating how your work aligns with industry trends and needs. Reputation evidence. Present independent testimonials, awards, or recognitions from neutral parties in your field. This demonstrates that your impact extends beyond personal connections and is widely acknowledged by peers and organizations. Statements against interest. Include endorsements or acknowledgments from competitors or individuals with no vested interest in your success. Such statements carry significant weight, as they are unlikely to be influenced by bias. By combining these diverse forms of evidence, you create a multidimensional case that not only supports the claims made in your recommendation letters but also stands on its own merit. 5. Building evidence for the prospective endeavor. A critical aspect of a successful national interest waiver, NIW petition, is demonstrating the merit and feasibility of your proposed endeavor. USCIS requires not only proof of your past achievements but also a clear, evidence-backed plan for your future contributions. Here's how to effectively build evidence for the prospective endeavor. Economic and societal impact projections. Quantify the potential benefits of your work, such as job creation. Highlight how your projects will generate employment opportunities within the U.S. Revenue generation. Provide financial projections, demonstrating how your work will contribute to economic growth. Societal improvements. Illustrate the broader societal impact, such as advancements in healthcare, education, or environmental sustainability. Concrete data and forecasts lend credibility to your petition, showing USCIS that your proposed endeavor is both significant and attainable. Feasibility studies and implementation plans. Submit detailed plans that outline timelines, and milestones. Break down the steps necessary to achieve your goals. Partnerships. Include agreements or letters of support from collaborators, institutions, or businesses involved in your project. Resources. Demonstrate access to the tools, funding, and expertise required to succeed. These materials provide USCIS with confidence that your endeavor is well-conceived and realistic. Government or industry alignment. Highlight how your work aligns with U.S. national priorities or government initiatives, such as research in renewable energy, healthcare innovation, or advanced technologies. Contributions to industries identified as critical for national security or economic growth. Alignment with established goals shows that your work serves not only your personal interests but also the interests of the country. Past success as a predictor. Use your prior achievements to establish credibility. Past success is often a strong indicator of future performance. For example, patents or innovations that have been widely adopted. Leadership in successful projects or organizations. Publications or research that have made significant contributions to your field. By connecting your track record to your future plans, you build a persuasive case that USCIS is more likely to approve. 6. Practical tips for NIW applicants. To enhance your chances of success, consider these actionable tips when preparing your NIW petition. Corroborate recommendation letters. Ensure every claim made in your recommendation letters is supported by objective evidence, such as patents, publications, or performance data, independent testimonials or media coverage, documents showcasing the impact of your work on your field. Build a holistic narrative. Your NIW petition should tell a cohesive story that ties your past achievements, current work, and future plans together. Use your petition letter to connect all elements of your evidence, emphasizing how each piece contributes to the overall case. Leverage hearsay exceptions. Incorporate reliable evidence categories, such as business and public records, industry reports or peer-reviewed publications, neutral endorsements from third parties. This adds depth and reliability to your application, making it harder to dispute your claims. Think like a hiring manager. Anticipate scrutiny and provide thorough documentation for every claim. Present your materials as if you were applying for a competitive job. Be clear and concise in presenting your qualifications. Ensure all materials are professional and well-organized. Address potential weaknesses proactively, offering explanations or additional evidence where necessary. By adopting this strategic mindset, you can present a compelling, well-rounded case that meets USCIS's high standards for NIW petitions. 7. Conclusion. The National Interest Waiver NIW process is an opportunity to demonstrate not only your qualifications but also the profound impact your work can have on the United States. However, as this article has outlined, relying solely on recommendation letters is insufficient to meet USCIS's high evidentiary standards. Building a successful NIW case requires presenting strong, verifiable evidence that goes beyond endorsements. By drawing on strategies like leveraging hearsay exceptions, providing detailed feasibility studies, and aligning your work with national priorities, you can create a comprehensive and compelling petition. Just as a standout job application requires a well-rounded presentation of skills, accomplishments, and future potential, an NIW petition must weave together your credentials, evidence, and narrative into a cohesive whole. By thinking strategically and addressing potential gaps in your application, you can demonstrate not only your extraordinary abilities but also the significant value your work brings to the U.S. Final thought: treat your NIW petition like applying for a prestigious position. USCIS is your hiring manager, and your evidence is your interview. Approach the process strategically. Focus on quality over quantity in your documentation, and confidently present your case. With the right preparation, your NIW petition can showcase your qualifications and the national importance of your work, maximizing your chances of approval.